A 6 on the WOKV weather meter from the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Gareth Biedenball. Tracking an isolated coastal shower potential today. Got a lot of moisture still around the area over northeast Florida, and the humidity is there when you step outside. So temperatures falling into the 70s for the early morning commute, but then we're back into the mid-80s, even some upper 80s possible this afternoon. Some isolated coastal showers, but then those shift more inland with time as the sea breeze advances to the west. Some midday and early afternoon isolated showers, even some locally heavy downpours for Jacksonville. Then those move more inland with time as we head into the afternoon and early evening commute. So unlike yesterday, I think those showers will be shifting a little bit farther to the west for the evening commute, but some locally heavy downpours from Highway 301 to I-75, something we'll be updating for you through the day today using First Alert Doppler HD. Generally drying out for the evening plans tonight. We'll be dropping into the 70s, but still humid. Overnight, partly to mostly cloudy. Low 70s for morning lows. Wednesday, the first day of fall. Partly cloudy with some scattered showers and even a thunderstorm ahead of a cold front that'll pass by early Thursday morning. Wednesday, though, will be in the upper 80s for the first day of fall. But Thursday, that cool front passes through in the morning. That gives us an isolated coastal shower threat, even over land, too. Inland as well, but some scattered showers will give way to some sun mixed with some cloud cover with temperatures reaching the mid-80s. But you'll begin to notice some more sunshine on Thursday. Mostly sunny and nice, down to the upper 60s by Friday morning. We'll be in the low 80s for highs. That's it behind that front. Mostly sunny, should be mainly dry, perhaps an isolated sprinkle, but mostly sunny on Saturday, shaping up to be a nice weekend. Still the mornings in the 60s and low 80s, a skosh lower humidity as well, so that's shaping up to be a nice first weekend of fall here in northeast Florida. In the tropics, we are tracking Peter and Rose. No threats to Florida or the U.S. We are going to be tracking those, though. And another wave off the west coast of Africa and the eastern Atlantic should be heading westbound over the next couple of days, likely to be our next depression or tropical storm. Something we'll be monitoring very closely as we head into late this week and into the weekend. So we'll be watching that one. Of course, Talk of the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com from Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Even when he's off, he's still typing away. So hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert Meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. I'll see you at 4, 5, and 6, and 10, and 11 tonight and this afternoon on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm Meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for 104.5 WOKV.